Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
Thank you.
The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you.